Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention, is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, 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 everybody. How's it going, Los Angeles, the world famous troubadour? Very exciting. It's a very special episode brought to you by our new friends at Pop Chips. There's Pop Chips everywhere. They got ridges now, these Pop Chips. It's pretty amazing, but you gotta love Pop Chips for being the first snack food to get on board with advertising with a weed show. They finally put it together. But that's probably some smart marketing. The stage is so big, I feel like we're so far away from you guys. But the 3.5-ounce bag of Pop Chips has 420 calories. Yeah, so that's fun. I think it's a smaller bag than this one, though. This one's got more. But welcome to Growing Dank Will Help. That was suggested by Becoming Senti One on Twitter. Did you guys hear about November's giveaway that we're doing on Getting Dug With High? We'll fly Gabe to anywhere in the continental U.S. and Gabe will do a personal magic show for you and your friends. I hope somebody here in Los Angeles wins. That'll make the whole thing a very, very easy process. Become a member of the 420 Club this month to be eligible to win the giveaway. It's at patreon.com/gettingdug. For all my upcoming tour dates, I'm going to be in San Antonio this weekend. I got shows in Austin, Texas, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, lots of places. Go to douglowsmovies.com or follow me on Twitter, at Doug Benson. One more thing I want to do before I bring the guests out here is Pop Chips. How long is my leash going to be? Oh! Pop Chip gave us a bunch of bags to just throw out into the crowd. So, who wants some Pop Chips? I'm going to throw them really hard. Hang on a second. Test, test. Okay. But these things are, I'm like, I can't throw these things, but these are crazy ass, really nice, inflatable lounge seat chairs that say Pop Chips on them. Since you're right up front, I'm just going to hand you one. Enjoy holding on to that for the rest of the night. And then, this is a pretty delightful shirt right here. Never fried, never baked. So that doesn't describe any of us in the room here tonight. I mean, would you wear that? Someone says never fried, never baked? Like maybe on the day you're doing a drug test. If your job is drug testing you, that shirt will come in handy. Oh, shit. Oh, that was like a puzzle. All right. We'll give out more of that stuff as the evening goes on. Of course, it's sitting in a crate right there, so if you're shifty, you can just go over and grab something. And we started like 6 minutes late. I heard there was some sort of technical difficulties. I'm saying it's the Russians. I think the Russians stopped the show from starting on time because they don't like marijuana over in Russia. But let's get my guests out here tonight. We got five hilarious people that are going to smoke with me for the next hour and a half or so. Please give a big, warm Troubadour Rock Club welcoming to Brandon Wardell, Tiffany Haddish, Sarah Weinshank, Tony Hinchcliffe, and Pete Holmes. Come on down, Pete. You're a winner. Sit over there somewhere. Sit over there away from me a little bit. That's perfect.
Yeah. Christmas time is here, and it's Dougie Fresh. And Brandon.
Hi.
And Tiffany.
Hey.
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 Good to check in with everybody, Pete.
And we just met.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Hey, Doug. Hey, I was going to introduce everybody individually. Tony's setting up shop over there with one of those Pop Chips chairs.
What?
But you got to, I think you got to inflate it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I decided that I'm going to inflate this chair with all exhaled vapor pen during the show.
Oh, I like that.
Combine the two, Pop Chips and getting Doug with high. Good to be here.
Well, that reminds me, we should be smoking already because it's already past 420 somewhere.
Yeah.
And, so let's get these going. Can you just pass that one down to Tony and we'll...
Which one's the indica?
Wow, I don't know. No one indicated to me which one
my
is the
indica indicated.
Yes. Who hasn't? Somebody's got to invent that, the indicator. Where it's just something, blow a little smoke into a thing and it tells you whether it's indica or not.
Well, they're trying to do like a breathalyzer for weed now.
A breathalyzer for weed is they pull you over and ask you to read a book. That is a good riff. I shouldn't have wasted it at the top of the show when we're still uptight. Are you guys pissed you don't have chairs?
I'm excited about my brand new Pop Chip sleeping bag that I have. I don't know how that thing works.
That's a sleeping bag?
It's like this weird kind of like, it's like a beanbag chair, but it's got air in it instead of beans.
That's cool.
And you sit on it, and you get all comfortable, and then you...
I heard it's made from 100% real potatoes. Never fried, always real.
I'm going to do some riffs.
Okay, Pete's going to do some riffs,
I'm
going to
do some riffs, Tony. Tony, this is Roasty. Doug, I like your shirt. It looks like you're hunting for clowns.
Okay, that's good.
I thought it was good.
It's pretty
like,
good, yeah.
Yeah, red.
I can't not expect to be made fun of when I'm wearing a quilt.
Yeah.
That's a good yes and. You know?
Are you auditioning for the reboot of Roseanne?
Ah, that's how it's done.
Oh, this looks much better.
Mine only.
I saw you at the auditions. You're up for the autistic son.
Ah!
I was there to read for the role of.
Was he autistic?
Who's the brunette chick? That's a lesbian.
How can you?
Darlene. Is that her name?
I was there to read for Darlene.
Darlene.
I got
That's
Darlene
a great John
with.
Goodman.
Thank you.
I like smoking dope with Doug. I like smoking. With Doug.
This is not dope. These are herbs grown from God's green earth. What? I'm high.
I like that.
It's not dope. Seasoning.
Like you look like somebody decided to make a movie that was part The Help and part Kill Bill.
That part. It's called I'm gonna help whoop your ass.
That was.
She will kick you in the face and serve you a shit pie.
Yeah. That part.
Doug, why does this Pop Chips chair look like a... why does this look like the condom that Tiffany's boyfriend leaves on the ground?
Oh, big black dick!
Why did this just turn into an episode of the movie Idiocracy? Like, look at this condom! Big black dick!
I just shoot a gun.
Guys, be sensitive and courteous tonight, okay?
Oh,
no race jokes, no gay jokes, no Roseanne jokes. I want a clean fight. Brandon, you haven't been talking
enough.
Wait,
was that a sleeping bag or a chair?
It's a chair.
It's a chair. Can we blow up enough chairs for
yes.
everybody in this venue? Let's blow up. Let's blow up some pop chairs for everybody in this venue.
Any sleeping bag is a chair if you lower your standards of what a chair is.
We're getting dug with high.
Yeah.
I begged you not to sit next to me. So here's the
thing. I don't think you blow that.
Tell them about Tony Stark in a car. Tell them about what you said.
Why does Tony Stark ever drive a car, ever?
Why is he in a car? He's Iron Man.
He can just Iron Man on over there every time.
But he's always in a Tesla.
He's in a car.
Dude, you're
he lives
Iron
out at the
Man.
Beach. He lives in Malibu.
Oh, and people know that
he must
he's
spend
Iron Man.
Hours in his car.
I know.
Yeah, so there's no reason for him. It's not. He's not hiding anything.
I'm happy to be in between this yes and.
What the fuck are y'all talking about?
I don't know.
Tony Stark drives a car. Even though he's Iron Man and everybody knows that he's Iron Man.
Oh. Yeah, because everyone. Sometimes he want to feel the power of the engine at his feet. Like, you ever drive a fast motherfucking car before?
Dude,
probably not, because
you
broke.
Normally feel but,
you ever, wait, excuse
you ever
me?
Wear a flying suit before?
That shit feel good.
No, I've freaking
wait, you feel a flying suit. A flying
cars.
Suit feels wait, pretty good, I bet. Wait,
it's probably cold the, up there.
The engine in your feet. It's in your feet.
Yeah, at the bottom oh, of yeah. your feet.
It's not cold in the Iron Man suit. He comes out sweaty like
John Goodman.
Have
you ever flown in an Iron Man suit?
What?
All right, the weed's gone.
Oh, there'll be more. There will be more.
Let's watch 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Let's... Oh, yeah, let's come up with a list of things to do instead of this. No, let's...
Oh, it's so many things to do instead of this.
There's so many
like,
options.
Like, get my actual hair done so I don't have to wear a scarf like the hell.
It looks lovely.
I like it. You look fucking good, Tiffany.
Well, you know, thank you.
You got a fucking jumpsuit on.
You look great. You look great.
Genetically,
you
look
shit.
You look amazing. You're dressed like the opposite of Doug right now. Doug, what time do you have to get that jacket back to the L.L. Bean?
Wait, that's how purchasing jackets works? You got to get it back to them? They're a clothing company. If I bought it from them, it's mine, right?
I assume that you rented that. I didn't think you'd make a permanent purchase on
dude,
that.
Dude, it is like walking around with just a light blanket on all day. It's my whoobie. I love it. And yes. I also thought it was festive for the holidays. It's got a lot of, you know, nice color to it.
I mean, we're all pushing strong looks.
Yeah,
strong looks.
It's definitely strong looks.
Everyone's right serving looks.
It is true, Doug. You're right. That
call
is
me Ranch. I feel like you're the. I be dressing.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
I didn't come up with that. It's a.
Pete is dressed up
saying.
To run some numbers tonight. If anybody has any accounting you need done,
hey,
he can help you out.
This is good as I can look.
Brandon can only take you to the summit. He can't take you all the way to the top of Mount Everest. Tiffany, we already covered her. Sarah's always like right out of a catalog. And how's NASCAR working out for you?
It's great.
But you see, good. Sarah has on tap shoes, you guys. Yeah. She's going to do a dance for us.
Oh, later. Shit, I forgot about
I
the tap
know.
Shoes.
I don't know how the tap is going to work on this floor. Let me tell you.
That's the worst.
All right, we'll see. As I get high and more high, I think I'll just start
you'll
tapping.
Get more into
she's
going
to do the good ship lollipop,
she'll tap
you guys.
Eventually, you
yeah.
guys.
She's going to do the good ship lollipop.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
What?
Wait,
bring that motherfucker up here.
That looks like... What? I don't even know. Like
look
a
at
giant
this thing.
Vagina? Like
lips? Look at this son of a bitch.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wow, look
how
at that.
How did you blow it? How did
shit.
He...
Who wants to try it?
This is the new volcano I mean, that they just brought in?
It's let's
everyone gets
and
up.
Chill.
Let's all take a big rip off this thing.
Dude, that seems dangerous.
Oh, look at that.
I love that they put one together. It's like the pop chip.
Oh, shit. You guys should be in the Olympics.
Uh-oh.
Scissor.
You guys.
Scissor. Scissor.
Yeah, no.
Scissor.
Yeah. Going
I've
down.
Never stop seen watching
Tiffany's
this.
The original Scissor Sister.
Wait, this is amazing. Can you imagine bringing this to a kid's soccer game? Just this inflatable fucking bench.
Can I? You're wearing tap shoes. I had a riff about that. Let me know when it's pertinent.
This is the greatest chair
comfy.
Ever. If you've ever wanted to live the life
it's
of a hot
comfy,
dog,
you guys. She's gonna get in it.
Can you imagine going
what?
To a bar?
She's like, bring that shit over here.
I feel
oh,
like
it was upside down.
That's the proper way
that's
to
that's how it's supposed to
I'm
go.
Afraid.
Thank you.
I'm like kind of afraid of it.
Is this a
that's
show?
Make a big difference.
This is a show right now.
This feels like the cameras aren't on yet.
I've been trying to... Will you give everything that feeling, Pete?
Because
I've been trying to do a starting part of the show since we got out here. Look at this.
Tiffany, don't float in the giant vagina.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a fucking...
On the clitoris.
If I had a...
Tiffany looks like the most ghetto hot dog of all time right now.
If I had a pink one of these, I'd never leave the house.
You got that big old dick.
No, I don't. That wasn't the joke.
Ask me, how is her clitoris?
I have to ask
that? Yeah, it's a two-part joke.
All right, I'll try to do it naturally.
All right, ready?
I want to be the clitoris now.
Uh-oh, she's going
It's harder to find.
Here comes the lawsuit.
Yeah, the tap shoes are going to pop it.
Oh,
pop,
hey.
The people of California versus
you like
pop
it?
Chips.
I judged it, but...
It's pretty dope, right?
You're like Natasha
Lay Down
Gerald.
If I was homeless, I would have this on motherfucking Sunset,
no,
bitch.
No, I'm not. This is fucking dope.
It's a good thing to sleep in, I'm telling you. I'd be watching TV knocked out in this right here.
If you were going to rest your head back, how would that feel? Does that seem comfortable?
I'll pass the fuck out.
Really?
Doug, we need to do this alone or not at all, man. I am lost in the world. How is her clitoris?
Oh, that's right. How is her clitoris?
Hit or miss.
Boom. Whoa, you just hit. Yeah, that's better.
Every time I get the weed, it looks like one of Kevin Bacon's Invisible Man balls. Hollow Man reference. Google it. Laugh later.
I'm like too comfortable. Is that possible?
It's dope, right?
Should I get out of this? I don't really fucking want to.
I think you meant to say Google it, then shrug.
Pete, you have to try this. You're the only one who has it, right? You
That's not true. Brandon didn't try it.
Well,
scissoring
her.
Sorry to peer pressure. Oh, yeah. Sorry to peer pressure.
Well, I didn't allow that scissor to happen. You don't scissor dick.
Tony, you didn't try it.
You do have a dick, right?
Tony, you kind of like...
I think I'm okay. It doesn't seem all the way blown up. It feels like a Pop Chips exec like saw me having trouble with this one, and they were like, somebody go blow up a goddamn inflatable. Show them that it works. Todd, will you blow up one of the inflatables, please? I don't know why I'm saying this. We're sponsoring the show. I don't know why I have to come up with this. Go blow it up as fast as you can, even if it's not finished. We need a half-blown-up couch. Pop Chips represent. Always
Wait.
Real.
How did Pop Chips get into making inflatable lounges?
Because the chips pop up in some of these lounges.
Yeah, after 8 minutes of
use. Those guys, there's a pop-up lounge. If we put that on the floor, it'll be another little lounge. It'll turn into like a sexy, cool air lounge.
It is sexy, cool.
Yeah.
It also kind of looks like
pop
what
chips,
you would bring
pop
to
chips,
a kid's
like,
birthday. To
Pop
entertain.
Chips tricked everyone into doing like an improv prop bit.
You
what
should,
the fuck?
You should sit in there and eat some Pop Chips.
Sign up for that.
This
How
is
much?
Like
oh boy.
Heaven. Just smoking weed and just fucking lounging in that thing.
Right.
I don't think it would work on the water though, right?
Word.
It probably would.
Underwater?
There's only one way to find out.
We're going to the lake.
L.A. River.
It really is a great place to deposit your empty vapor bags.
Hey,
in the lips of the pop chip bag.
Make some noise if you like holding things for an hour and a half.
They
what?
Could eat those right now. You don't have to wait. Go ahead. Give away some more stuff, Tony. That was fun.
Who loves pop chips? You'd be famous for their slogan, sometimes you can only eat one.
That's not there.
Just kidding. Love you, Pop Chips. Listen to the quiet people on the balcony. Don't you throw us under the ruffles.
No, I said if they don't fry them and they don't bake them, how do they cook it?
Air
they
pop
don't fry
them.
Are
they
born
air,
that way.
I think they air pop them, and that's why there's the air lounge. It's something with air and popping.
Wait, can we do a thing where one of us gets on one end of the air nest,
and then the other shoots like, the other
shoots
one off.
Us off, and then we like try to crowd surf, but we just like fall into stone people.
It'd be like seeing a Seth Rogen
I just
movie.
Just injure somebody in the front row. Let's do that.
I'll get back in that fucking pussy again, that inflatable pussy. I said pussy. Deal with it.
Pussy.
Okay. What, we all have to say it now? Pussy?
Sarah, you sit on one end, and then Doug, you should jump on the other side.
I've got a great idea.
Are you engaged?
Nah, man.
In a show right now? Boom.
Let me get the trash out of the...
Thanks.
You're not engaged?
Somebody want me at least.
Sarah's back in the pop chip bag.
It's great.
You really just want to live there, don't you?
It's fucking great.
Now you do your idea.
It's like... What? Yeah, like being in the womb.
Do you want to bounce off?
That sounds crazy. This isn't Jackass.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm always encouraging people to do.
Oh yeah,
that
would work in theory. The thing is, don't tell her first. Just do it.
No, don't say that.
I'm scared now.
Oh man.
No, it's bad. I think it would be bad. I think you'd either break it or you'd hurt yourself or the other person.
I feel like I'm doing something wrong.
Maybe other people would get
hurt. We already signed the papers.
I don't think the waivers we asked you to sign are involved.
There's a medic.
Like, stunt
there's
work.
A medic backstage.
Brandon seems legit.
Again,
seems
wait, no.
Hey, jump off this cliff. Ow, there's a medic at the bottom.
He's trying to launch me into the crowd.
No, I'll be the one that gets launched. Like, I don't, like...
Do you want
You wouldn't be the one who gets launched if you jump on
No, it. I'm saying I'll switch out.
No one's getting launched. Everyone's just chilling.
Somebody can jump off.
There's no launching to be had.
Oh,
we're just
man.
Getting high and snacking, dude.
It would be a fun little stunt.
No.
Brandon, you seem like the kind of, like, guy that, like, lit his parents' house on fire as a kid.
Yeah.
Tony, you look like an emaciated Tony Robbins.
I am. Oh.
If you're not going to retort, I'll do it for you.
Thank
I'm like,
you.
I'm like your drunk
that's
dad.
The, it's so. It's like thank you. Somebody just gave a sign. I
saw it too.
Yeah, it's so like I was. I like came out and I was like, oh fuck. It's like it's a roast battle, and I came here to be wholesome.
You came here to be
launch
toasted,
people.
Not yeah. roasted.
Thank
bad
you.
Bad at retorts? Let Pete Holmes do it for you.
Never roasted.
It'd be so great. You just step in
I'm retorted.
When somebody can't retort and just give a really good one and laugh and then leave.
I love a good retort.
Never roasted, always real. Pop yes. chips.
Oh, my God.
I can't tell whether these execs love it or
P.O.
hate it.
P.O. Box 88.
They might have a real you-know-what on their shoulder.
Wait, is this rude to just hog the inflatable
whatever.
Lunch? It's okay.
A chip.
Pop chips
you know
on
what I just
my
realized?
Shoulder make me happy.
Pop chips now have ridges, and this has a ridge in it. I'm seeing a trend.
Oh, there's a ridge connection. That's right.
Fuck yeah.
Did you see Hacksaw like Ridge?
Natasha Leydangero. I already said it, but no one heard it.
Yeah. It's we'll like let you know when we need a
yes.
retort. We didn't even need one right there.
I'll like hit you.
Schlubbing with Tosh.
I'm not schlubbing.
Schlubbing with Tosh.
I got
Natasha
a chip on my shoulder.
Schlubbing with Tosh.
So,
schlubbing
with Tosh.
Schlubbing.
Schlubbing. So like, when we come back from the break, we're going to go to a break. Can you believe it?
Already?
It's already time for a break. When we come back from the break... I'm going to start the show by introducing my guests, which was what I intended to do. And we'll do that after these messages. Thanks for being here, everybody.
No. Hi, we're back. I'm Doug Benson. Pete, be quiet. I want to introduce my guests. It's Tony T. Bird Minetti, all the way from Camden,
Tony
New Jersey.
Tony Benetti.
Brandon B-Dog Bolarama, all the way from the Bone Dog Bolarama. And I'm high.
Uh-huh.
Tiffany!
What?
You funny as hell.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, let's meet everybody individually, just like a show's just starting. I hear there's trouble with the feed, keeps coming in and out, so those that are struggling to watch this live, I apologize to you. And those that are struggling to watch this in person.
A+. I'm going to carve you an Emmy for that joke.
Let's start there on the end with our friend Tiffany Haddish, everybody.
Hey guys.
Tiffany Haddish. Hadish Navidad to you, Tiffany. It's that time of the year. And that outfit, if that doesn't end up in Fashion Police or whatever, if you don't get good grades on the internet on this one, I don't know what's up anymore.
Right?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I'm trying to do something.
Yeah.
You're
thanks
doing
for being
it.
Here. What's going on? Like, do you have anything? Like, we'll probably be too high to plug at the end of the show. So, do you have anything?
Oh, yes. So, December the 10th, I'll be shooting my very first Showtime special, 1 hour special, at the Neholden Theater in LA. It's right off of Washington. See, because I'm from the hood, so it's between the hood and Hollywood. She ready. And,
yeah, looks, this crowd probably needs directions.
I'm
not
sure.
Only is the special 1 hour, so is the plug.
Nope, that was pretty much
I'm just kidding.
Fuck
you son
that
of
was
a bitch.
So good. Fuck you, Tony.
The plug? Oh, shit.
I'm a nice person. Don't be fucking with me, man.
You are
motherfucking
not.
Unicorn. I'm nice till you fuck with me, then I'm going to have to stab you with my horn, Tony.
Is that what unicorns do? Yeah, they get you like that?
That's what
they
it's
will
for.
Fuck you up.
Oh, my
disembowel
goodness.
You. Yes, I will.
That's what it's
make
for.
Make you shit on yourself. I swear to God.
Disembowel is a strong word.
Yep.
I love you.
I've been
that's
watching
amazing.
Game of Thrones.
It's like you have a friend. You have a friend named Bowel, and you're like, don't make fun of him. It's like, don't be disemboweled. Okay. Okay, one guy
you
liked
must
it.
Have took English or something.
You guys, smart. Don't wake up. I just put the baby down. Don't wake up the baby.
Am I the baby?
you're the baby.
I feel like it.
Don't disembowel.
Pete Holmes is here, everybody.
Hey.
Yeah. Pete.
I feel like the applause would have been better before I made the disembowel joke. Like, I lost most of the audience with that one.
Well, you're a real roller coaster of a person.
I'm a... Yes! It's
and,
a nightmare.
Yeah. People enjoy the ride.
I hope so.
Yeah. You just got to put everybody down more gently.
Put them down more gently?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm being
like
too
like when
roasty?
You hug somebody and lift them off the ground, you don't realize how strong you are.
I understand.
Yeah. So just be careful of that.
I am an ogre of a man, and I will pulverize and eat all of your bones. If you cross me, I live in a cave. Go on.
You're trying to be like a unicorn, but you're not going to do it.
Wait, I have an ogre and a unicorn. That's dope. I like
this
that.
This is a magical show, y'all.
It is magical.
Yeah,
I don't even know if you're on camera, Sarah.
I'm going to get out of this.
There's
now.
A chance no one is seeing that you're just laying in this thing. It's Sarah Weinshank, everybody.
Take
Sarah.
It slow.
Thank you. I'm a leprechaun.
Perfect.
Yep.
How you doing?
I'm good. I mean,
yo, I didn't mean to pull you out of that thing. You look
I've
so comfortable.
I did my time on the inflatable air nest.
This I'm is coming so... home. I've done my time.
This shit is like just so rock and roll. You know, being at the Troubadour.
I know.
A place with such a rich history that Steven Tyler from Aerosmith left his lips up here.
Boom.
I love it.
Genius.
I don't know why you didn't dive into the crowd.
Rock and roll. I'm in awe of that.
Stupid.
I'm in awe of that.
Does anyone want to just fall face first into that and see what happens?
Did you?
I think we have to go to our
resident
daredevil.
Seems like that could be good or bad.
Steve-o over here.
Here we go.
You're going to do it?
Take your glasses off first.
All right.
Good looking
let
at
me,
Tiffany.
Let me introduce you. Let me introduce you. Brandon Wardell is here, everybody.
Hi.
You know him. Hi. You know him from the lawsuit People versus Pop Chips. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Is this? Well,
I feel
yeah,
like
dude, keep it
goggles.
On stage. Don't fly out into the crowd.
No,
I think it might pop. It might pop.
Something I'm going to regret. Sober later.
I don't know. Just.
No, take your glasses off. Or take your glasses off.
Put your hands out like you're
take
doing.
Take your glasses right. off.
Let me hold them for you. Okay.
Oh, not shit. Oh, that wasn't so bad.
That was face last.
It was all right.
That wasn't bad at all.
Face if
you
first.
Led with your dick. That was the problem.
You just did the worm for a second.
That's wild.
I didn't like how that sounded.
Oh. Don't do it again.
It,
the rest of the show is just him doing this. Wow, he's getting better at
it. He perfected it.
That's amazing.
We should take this to the Olympics.
He did a swan.
Every comedian I know spends so much time. They work so hard to make a show. Yeah. And your show is just getting a bunch of people high. And then whatever the fuck happens.
Yeah.
This motherfucker just did that 3 times. Nobody objected. We're all so baked.
Fun. It's fun.
We're all so baked. We're just like, that's showbiz.
Hey, man, I love it.
We were concerned before
he did it that it might not be a good idea. And
I loved every one of it, but I'm high as fuck, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Still, did I do that in substitute of plugs, or do I still get plugs?
Wait, I have a roast.
Doug, do I still get plugs?
Yeah, I have a roast.
You have a roast? Yeah.
Brandon, you look like the tutor of a school shooter.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
That's good.
That is amazing.
I'm not shooting anyone.
I want you to laugh.
A school shooter.
You're tutoring.
A tutor of a school shooter?
A school shooter.
If you were a cat, dude, I'd neuter.
Those are bars, dude.
I liked that.
I don't love the timing of that one, really, but okay.
I liked it because I had a tutor. I'm not a school shooter, though. Yeah, we could stop saying those words.
It's fun that we can be on a show, you know, that's like, you know, where we can really stretch the parameters. You know, like there's things that you can't do on TV that you could do here on a show in which the stream goes in and out.
Yeah, we got streaming issues. So if you think this show's confusing here in the room, Pete.
Yeah.
People watching at home are just seeing segments.
Yeah. This is they're watching the beginning right now. This is some Tarantino shit that's going on. They just saw us get introduced. Tiff.
So December 9th, I'm gonna be in Vancouver.
What?
Yeah, Doug, I don't know the name of my plug, dude.
I'm there with like Kyle Kinane and Nikki Glaser. December 16th, teen party at Los Globos in Los Angeles. It's a party where I Oxcore DJ.
And then other people DJ also.
I just plug my phone into an Oxcore and I play songs off my phone. And people who like my tweets like come out and
that's amazing.
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty dumb. I've scammed a lot of people with this party, but it's pretty great. It's very fun.
They definitely could have fit chairs in here.
Do you like bounce your head? I want to know, do you like put on headphones and bounce your head shit like you doing something?
Oh, no. I do a lot of, I wear headphones around my neck. I'll like turn the volume knob down during like the hooks of popular songs and then like fool around with like the crush.
Oh, that reminds me. Turn down Pete's volume knob.
Only during the hook.
Doug, I need to plug my thing, man.
Plug your thing.
All right. Thanks, Tiffany.
Oh, wait, you want to plug first?
Yeah, I'll plug first. This Saturday, when's this come out? Now?
Yes.
Perfect.
You might want to do this plug like every couple of minutes because of the feed is going in and out. So this Saturday, HBO.
Faces
Home
and Sounds. Home box office. My special will be on this Saturday. Please watch it. Thank you. I will now attempt to perform the entire hour.
Yeah.
Here we go. I like a little sneaky peeky.
Sit your ass down.
Pops? How does it...
No, you...
Tiffany, don't you sass me! She was talking to me, Pete. How do you... Do you remember your opening line of the special? Could you recreate that for us?
My what?
The opening line of the special?
The
Sounds and Faces?
Faces and Sounds, dude. Get
the
order
sorry.
Right.
Shit. Now no one will watch.
Look, it's the BFG's balls.
Again? Wait, no, it was Hollow Man's balls before. Did you go to a writing workshop?
Is that a callback or a ball back?
Yeah!
Let me ride that donkey, donkey. Let me ride that donkey.
All right, sit down.
From the window to the ball.
You're on the end, so you get it more than everyone.
This is crazy because this kind of high creeps up on you.
I hear you, right? Natasha Late Weedo.
I thought it was Schlebliro. I don't know what it was.
Schlebliro. Do you get the Natasha comparison from time to time?
I do get it sometimes. I like it.
Girl, don't listen to him. He's trying to white man game you. He's going to start talking to you. Next thing you know, you're doing some shit you don't want to do.
What did she just say?
Wait, I'm not trying to game
you.
Look
at he been had both bags like three times since we've been back for commercial. Talking about I'm getting it a lot. You holding both of them at the same goddamn time.
I don't even know what.
I'm sorry. I'm bipolar, y'all. My bad.
You are in the zone. We'll be right back with our word from our sponsors.
There's not a break
here. There's nowhere to go. I think I said I was a leprechaun. I don't know what.
You're a leprechaun because you're a small one.
Yeah.
You're travel size.
I'll take it.
Both of you guys look like the ghost of children that died in pools.
Son of a bitch. Roasted. I got roasted.
Did you do a mic throw?
Oh my god. That was.
You're gonna make fun of us and then hand us empty bags.
So I want to stop smoking, but at the same time I know that if I stop, I'm gonna get like cyber bullied by like 16 year olds.
It's true.
And all the YouTube comments are gonna be like, "Oh, Brandon's a pussy."
He didn't.
And like the first time I did this, somebody said, "Thank you." Somebody on YouTube said that I look like I pay $35 for a gram. And I was
burn.
Like,
burn. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what they say. They said I had huge fucking legs last time. All the comments the whole way down. Look at the fucking legs on Winechank. Huge legs.
I think they just, those were just dudes that wanted to fuck you.
No, they were calling them rugby legs.
But like, I don't think they were like roasting you.
No, they were. You got to look
I was getting
shit
roasted.
Up.
Listen to T.I., Brandon. Never mind what haters say. Ignore them till they fade away.
That is correct.
Tony.
That is correct.
I made friends with T.I. last week.
You're friends with T.I.?
Yeah, I made
That's
friends with T.I.
That's TMI.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it T.I.?
I never knew his middle initial. Would that be crazy if his middle name is Michael or something?
Did you really?
Yeah.
Where are the...
I know, right?
What just happened?
I used to have a show.
Pot
we
topic.
Have segments and everything, yeah. We work hard on them all day, but Pete Holmes works hard on his show, and then everybody does what they're supposed to do on his show.
I wanted to be on High Court, but then you bumped me.
What do you mean I bumped you?
I confirmed for High Court, your new Comedy Central show.
Oh, my God. This is behind-the-scenes ugliness.
I'll do my plug and your plug.
We didn't bump you. We ended up not being able to shoot that day because of legal reasons.
Logistics.
Legal weed reasons.
Yeah.
Dude.
No, we really did have to have fights with the city in order to do the show.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So and we won. I think we won. And
we had
to cancel that first day, and then you weren't available any of the other days. But you'll be on the show.
I want to do it.
Of course you'll
be on
the show.
Hey, I'll make a
what
call.
Show?
I know Bernie Sanders, because that's why I'm dressed up, because I did Conan, and Bernie was the first guest. Listen, it's a joke. Listen.
Now you cheer for Bernie, you lazy fucks.
I'm proud of you.
You didn't want to vote, though, you fucking bums.
45%.
Goddamn idiots.
How do you know they didn't vote?
Who didn't vote?
They're standing watching people sitting down getting high. I think they also voted.
You voted for president? I didn't vote for president.
I
voted for the legalization of marijuana and for the porn condom law. I wrote in Gary Johnson.
I voted no on the condoms because, man, it's a fantasy. Show me an unbagged wiener or I'm out, man.
Yeah.
Have this weed. Listen, okay. Bernie Sanders...
Show me an unbagged wiener
or I'm out.
I'm looking at a bagged wiener right now.
Talk about Bernie. Talk
Come on,
about Bernie.
I called Doug a wiener, everybody.
Yo, Bernie was the first guest, so he was sitting in the... You are so high, Brandon. You're freaking out, man. I love it. You are on that fucking Avatar planet right now, man. You are in Pandora, and you just synced your ponytail into Willie Nelson, dude.
That is the real...
gif of the century.
He looks okay. Like he's about
yeah, this is like a, this is an actual nightmare.
This is amazing for me.
This is exactly what a nightmare is.
And it's freezing cold.
Is it?
I'm cold as fuck.
Oh, you're wearing it? Can we get Miss Happy?
My ankles are frozen, man.
A wrap or something? Oh, wow. There you go.
Brandon was going to offer that's his, too. I saw that.
Oh, that's
that
a nice look. Oh, now
going
what's happening?
The motions
I don't
of
think
it?
That's necessary.
It reminded me that it was...
No, hey, you don't have to...
It was cold.
It's the last time we booked Frankenstein on the show.
I feel like I'm, like, at a school for troubled teens. That's what it fucking feels like. We're all troubled teens.
I was
even
trying
know.
To do the cover of The Bodyguard. It's funnier
of
than you knew.
Of course you were.
You didn't know.
Nobody did.
What about Bernie Sanders?
Yo, so Bernie... Yes.
Thank you.
Bernie was the first guest, Doug. You're going to like
on
this
Conan
joke.
Tonight.
Yes, I was the second guest. So we sat in the same chair, and it was still warm. So I was like, yo, I feel the burn.
Hey. All right.
Was it weird when
no
I
no reason
you
to tune in now.
Is that bad?
What happened?
Huh?
Was it okay?
You picking me up?
When I picked you up physically.
I mean, it was inappropriate. But, you know, I'm a team player.
That's good, yes, and.
I'll do it again, though.
I feel like Bernie would be so cute in one of these inflatable lounges.
He would.
That's a dope idea, you guys. Pop Chips, partner up with Bernie, put him in one of these. It'd be adorable.
Maybe you could make him an inflatable coffin. In a few months when he's blatantly dead because he's frail. Yeah.
He's old. He's old.
He's going to die.
He's not going to die.
He's the same age as Hillary, isn't he, or Trump? They're all old as fuck.
All three of them are in a death race.
Yeah.
If you
and
told
somebody's going to be happy.
If you told me in 1985 a 70-year-old was going to become the president, I'd be like, yeah, right. Then I'd moonwalk into a river of VHS tapes because it's the 80s.
Where do you gotta go? You gotta take off?
If you're not laughing, you're not smoking enough. Moonwalking into a river of VHS tapes.
Wait.
Here's my entire special.
Wow,
Faces
I love
Sound.
Does your special have recaps in it?
Rewinds.
You go
it
to
rewinds
Pete,
like a VHS tape.
You go to Pete in the booth. Let's look at that one again.
Rewind.
There's no recaps.
All right. Rewind.
I have
it's
a terrible
VHS.
Dentist. He has to recap my teeth. Thank you.
Guys, wait. I think Brandon's about to solve the math problem he's been trying to figure out the last 20 minutes.
Is there a remainder?
Guys.
Is there a remainder?
Oh, my God.
Just take a few minutes, you know? And just maybe, hey, we'll all, like, loop back.
You want us to circle back to you?
No. I'm saying, like, we all just, like, pause, and then we don't... do this on the internet, and then we come back.
That
then,
pot is
you know,
super effective.
That's how I'm feeling
what?
Right now.
That's
the, level, that's the level I'm at.
Your eyes?
I should probably, I think I should, I don't know, if there's not a break soon, then I will
you can
go
stretch.
Inside and piss for a second and then come back. I haven't smoked in a couple weeks, and like
you know what I always do when I'm having
I'm
a panic
stage,
attack?
I'm doing it in front of all these people and in front of the internet.
These,
thank
these
you so
people.
Much. I really appreciate that.
It's all right. It's okay.
Yeah, it's just very
you,
funny. That
you
this
can
is
just,
why didn't you just pee in that when you were face down in it?
Like, if you feel unsafe, you can lie in that. It'll make you feel safe.
I really
safe.
Appreciate that. Thank
it's like
you.
Being in a mother's womb.
But you can also go to the bathroom anytime you want. Like, just go.
Thank you.
Can I get I mean, another? You're
you
also
go to
taping
or
whatever.
We have these colostomy bags that...
There's so many things happening.
Jesus Christ.
Do you remember when you'd ask your teacher, Jesus. Can I go to the bathroom?
Bring
and they'd
out
say,
the weed.
It's may I can go I to the enough? Bathroom? That was bullshit.
Brandon, your eyes are so glassy, they look like beverages, buddy. Billy D. Williams is living in a futuristic city in his mind right now.
He's amazing. He looked like the kid that got picked last for kickball. He was like sad and left. It made me feel bad.
He looks like the doll they show you in court.
Show us where the Batman touched you.
with a bad man touched you.
I feel like
the doll they show
you
is a little kid with glasses.
That's weird.
I don't want to get into what that joke was. Let's ignore that joke.
Pete, if you came to a show here at the Troop, would you stand up in the front here, or would you get out of the way so people could see?
I would.
Oh,
I think
he's tall. He's one.
I think I would be in the back because it's fun to make sarcastic comments. You know what I mean? Then you got like two shows.
Yeah.
Have you seen any good concerts lately?
Then you're like, you can say her head looks like a birthday gift for Tim Burton.
I like that.
That's a good one.
You could have said that whenever you thought of it. You wouldn't have to wait for me to say it. If you were in the back, you'd be like, I got this. But I also admire the people in the front. They're like, we're ready if things get rowdy. We're ready for a laugh riot, a crowd riot. We'll start a crowd surf. It's all on us. No pressure.
Fuck yeah. I like the guy in the front with the sunglasses keeping
Who
it
wants
real.
Weed?
Oh, shit. I forgot that I got my sunglasses.
How you go?
What? I'm so jealous of all you sunglasses, motherfuckers.
Oh, this guy is squeezing it.
I feel like Tiffany is dressed. I feel like Tiffany's dressed like what Blue Ivy looks like on her way to school after Jay-Z was left to dress her. You know what I mean?
Yes.
No one else was home.
That one had a few too many words.
Put the suit jacket.
Wait,
well, no,
wait. Look at Doug's glasses. What? Those are like fucking amazing.
Listen, you guys.
Whoa.
I'll be back.
I want your bong, your pipe, and your lighter.
Well, welcome to game.
Yes, I'm in the zone.
Schwarzenegger.
He's got to celebrate everyone. He
yeah,
can't
it
just
is.
Do
right,
the next one.
Right when you think you can, you know, like
Tony. I'm sorry if I cut you off.
No,
I apologize.
You're a machine.
You are the king.
I love it. I'm glad to be here on Getting Blind with Doug.
Excellent. And I also like that your jacket isn't fully racist, but it's attending a few questionable meetings.
He's unstoppable
that was excellent.
Right now. He's unstoppable.
You cannot, no, no.
This giant seventh grader is
you
roasting
must.
The shit out of me right now.
Do you think Brandon misses us?
What's that?
Do you think Brandon misses us?
I forgot that,
that
dude left.
Yeah.
He's on
yeah,
the
yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all scared me. That scared
fuck yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
Hey.
He did looks do, like the
did
beast?
You just do like a gun? Sorry.
It's okay. He looks like the beetle that did the accounting. Wait, what which, were we saying before that? Oh,
I'm saying
if
did.
We got you a big enough safari hat, would be like, yo, there's Carmen Sandiego because of the jacket.
That'd be dope.
Guys,
yeah, I could see that. This is super Carmen Sandiego.
Smoke this.
What? Someone's yelling shit.
Well
there's
collared, I think. He said.
Well collared? Fuck yeah, I'm well collared. What?
What did I say to my greens?
Damn.
What? Oh, collard greens.
Everyone's like in a different dimension.
Why? Pete's rolling up his sleeves. Are you about to go to work? You about to really dig in?
I got
just
I,
getting started. Well, we're yeah, about to we're about to do we're about to have to do our introduction part no. Of the show. I do believe we have.
You
that
You seem
coming
like a
up.
Doctor that just got into the examination room. We're gonna wash
the
your
only
hands.
Examination room I'm walking into is an OBGYN because no one's smoking fucking enough right now.
You just called us pussies?
But in the... Yeah, that's what I did. Yo, I'm so high, I'm like 9 steps ahead. So I got to look in my rear view to see if you get this shit.
I'm fucking so stoned,
too. He would
too.
Be a terrible Uber driver because he likes to go the long way.
Yep.
If I'm not hilarious, you're not high enough. That is word.
Wow, that is quite threatening to anyone. They have to be high to enjoy you?
Strake Wendy to butt?
What?
No, you don't have to be high to enjoy me, Doug, but it helps.
Listen, Ghost of John Ritter, we need to do...
G-O-J-R? You calling me Georgia right now?
Can I throw out a bag of pop
chips? This guy just called me Georgia.
Okay.
Who wants pop chips? Pop some chips at them.
Oh, that was fun. This is fucking fun.
It's like high cholesterol Santa.
Fuck yeah. No,
hey,
these are low cholesterol.
Hey, Tiffany, why don't you pop a chip at somebody?
All right.
Me?
Yes. Love it.
Annie caught
I
it.
Smoked up
I,
three
I
people
popped
in
that
the crowd.
Chip.
I love this. Doug calling the plays. What are you, Chip Kelly?
Pretty
yeah.
I don't get it, but I'm sure it's right on the money. I'm sure it's a sports ref. It's a guy that calls shots.
Yeah, he's a professional play caller in the NFL.
There you go.
All right.
Are there any questions from the audience?
I'm kind of glad that I don't draw a sports crowd.
Same.
Hey, got a big thing.
They
some
got
smart
a lot
people
of flavors,
out there.
Yeah.
Smart crowd. This guy gets it. Throws up the
Tangy
wolf pack.
Bars.
Yeah. Well, why do I feel like Brandon is watching the entire video for Take on Me?
Sour cream.
Is everything a sketch right now?
Uh-oh. You're spilling.
Did I do that?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to
Urkel
you.
Did I do that like Steve Urkel?
Guys, don't give it to me so full if you don't want me to spill it.
Right? Where they give you really full, they're like, please spill this.
Doug, would you feel my bumpy balls and see what they say?
What
it's a blind
heck?
Yes, and you call them blind.
I don't get
it's a
it.
Braille joke.
What? Yeah,
honestly?
Bumpy balls.
Your bumpy balls are Braille?
If you read Braille, you could probably decipher a message from D's nuts.
I am so
if
stoked.
You're not laughing, you smoke the wrong strain.
He's right.
Insane.
Jesus, and he just took Santa Monica instead of Fountain.
Yeah, he did.
You guys.
I'm gonna Sant Mon. Ah,
you
what?
Know what?
What?
This light
Don't
is so bright. I feel like that's a shit you see right before you die. Is that dark? I'm having the time of my life. It's dope. Like, this light's beautiful.
You think
so
that
I'm
that's
stung.
The light that you see before you die?
I hope that it is, there? Tony. I fucking hope
you
that
think
it is.
It's
that
a fucking,
is a pretty light.
A half of investment of a party light? You think that's what it is?
I can only hope.
God is not Barry Gibb.
Yeah.
It'd be dope if he was, though.
It would be, if he were.
Or Barry Manilow.
I'm being sucked in by the light.
It's such a pretty light. And you have sunglasses, so you're lucky.
Yeah, I got it.
It's a, like, light board game.
Light bright.
Light bright.
You
it
were
looks
halfway
like a light
there.
Bright.
It looks like a light bright.
It does.
Light bright, light bright, light bright, light bright, light bright.
I have a light bright.
Clap your hands if you don't know what a light bright is.
Listen, we got to...
Oh, man.
We got to go to a break, you guys.
We got to
go to a break, you guys.
Okay. Let's
sorry,
do
we
it.
Gotta go to a break.
What are we doing?
Going
can
break.
I throw to it?
We gotta go to a break.
Tiffany,
it's all right.
Going to
we gotta go to a break.
Break.
Huh? And
I spilled whiskey. It smells like Daniel Plainview peed over here. Excellent ref, regardless of audience reaction.
I love that Doug's
R-O-A-R. Roar.
Should we have a spelling bee?
If
that'd
you
be
do,
fun.
If you do a bit that doesn't work,
I am
say,
so allergic to everything you're saying right now.
Bless you.
We'll be right back.
Is that the only camera?
What?
Is that the only camera?
No, there's a few cameras strategically, you know, placed throughout the room. If you're just joining us, we're here with Brandon Wardell and Sarah Wineshank and Tony Hinchcliffe, Tiffany Haddish, and Pete Holmes, star of the new
HBO
program Crashing.
Driving.
Tell us all about it.
It's going to be on February 19th. But hey, maybe you're not that familiar with me. Watch my special this Saturday on HBO as well.
Faces and Sounds.
Faces and Sounds. And then in February...
I said it right, shit. Sounds and Faces.
Sounds and Faces, but when...
Wait, I said it right again?
Faces and Sounds.
Okay.
But when it's February and you're like, what should I watch on Sunday night on HBO? You'll be like, yo, Westworld's done. What do? You watch Crashing. Hey...
Wait a what? Second. Oh, yeah, Westworld will be over by then. Cause
it'll be over in 2 weeks, Doug.
2 weeks more. Do you watch Westworld?
Yes, I do. My so theory, like, everyone's a robot.
Yes, I watch.
No.
I watched 5 minutes of one episode.
I haven't seen Westworld yet.
Sarah spent more time in the pop chip chair than watching Westworld.
It's
more
true.
Than 5 minutes.
Do you watch it, Doug?
Your mind is like a library.
I watch it,
comedy.
Yeah. I watch every episode.
I check out every book, and I get a late fee. Listen,
the sativa that's got you so fucked up, along with the what have you been drinking, Pete? Whiskey? Because we got to blame alcohol a little bit for your behavior.
Malcohol?
Malcohol?
Yeah, it's definitely the alcohol.
Jamal Warner? Listen.
Honestly,
stop it. You listen.
Hitting
smoke of the dope, a smoke of the dope, a smoke of the dope.
These vape things remind me like of cow udders for some reason. Just like hitting a huge cow udder. I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
That was my nickname in high school.
Pete, a.k.a. cow udder.
Old cow udder, doing what he do.
That's
hey, Brandon,
repulsive.
Do you think you're going to talk at all anymore?
I'm not in a place where, like, I'm at a high where I probably should be alone.
Yeah,
like,
I get it.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, that's like.
Why
that's
alone? Are you going to lash out?
No, not lash out. No, just, you know, be, just like, get a hot bev.
Are you
get
like
a hot bev?
We could bring
get
you a hot
cozy.
Bev right now.
Like a cider? Could, like,
just, you know what would be crazy is if he wasn't even actually high and he just actually did, at one point in his life, tutor a school shooter and that really affected him earlier. For those of you that remember from 20 minutes ago.
Dude, I like that you're using the swivel feature on
Thank
your
you.
Chair.
So few of us are.
Yeah.
And that's one of the tragedies facing America.
Yeah, no, actually,
right now.
I could get a. If I could
People
get a
in
hot
chairs
bev.
With functions.
Can somebody in the
them.
Back make a hot bev, please?
A hot bev?
May I please have a hot
He's
bev?
You should probably be more specific.
Hot chocolate?
Like a hot toddy, maybe?
Hot toddy?
Oh, you
Is
want alcohol in it?
I mean, I'm
You're
down.
Trying to
well,
come back to Earth.
No,
Do you have
I'm,
any absinthe?
I'm like, oh, maybe that'll cancel it out, kind of, but it won't.
No,
it,
make
but
you...
But that's fine.
I mean,
I'm good.
Maybe you should just stick to hot cocoa.
I'm not too high.
I feel like if there was a cartoon about five kids that teach us how to read, you'd be the one no one trusted.
Jesus Christ.
Get out of my dick area. Get out of there. Stop it.
I do feel
Oh, shit. You almost made me install the new software update.
That update you just confirmed, agreed?
No, I fucking am not agreeing. I was just checking the phone because this seems like it might be forever.
What might be forever?
Is this forever?
How long this is going?
Where's Gabe?
How much is Pop Chips paying
where's,
you for this promotion?
Gabe, where are you?
Pop Chips made this whole thing happen. Like they
Cheddar.
Got us. Oh, wow, they shot him back at you. That's not good.
Fuck yeah, Pop Chips.
I love Pop Chips so much that one of my favorite things to do with Pop Chips sometimes is just take a bag out from my kitchen and just go out, no matter what's happening in my street at the time, and just go like that. That's how much I love them, because I want other people to try them.
Get ready, balcony!
I like that move.
He liked it the best. It was like a good adrenaline, right after you have an adrenaline rush, you know, then you'd have a pop chip. It's a perfect way to settle down.
Pop chip! Pop chip!
Doug just did a fake out. I liked it. Fuck yeah.
Troubadour, more like the dubador. I am high right now.
I learned to do that at 2 years of clown college. I mean, community college, but same thing. Here we go. Go.
Community I have a pop chip
college.
Shirt.
Community clown college. The KKK. All right. Throw it. Nice. Nice lob into the center. Oh, more? Here comes a t-shirt.
I did softball once for a few
Make
months.
Make some noise if you like it when your chip makes a lot of noise.
Show me how bad you want it.
Show them tits.
All right, I'm cool now. I threw enough. Don't want to hurt myself. I'll pace myself. There's more shirts.
Leave a few things in the basket. We'll throw them out later. I don't know why I always end up having people throw shit at my shows. Yeah.
No, that's like it's the insane fun. Thing about like being on it. Like somebody made eye contact with me, like my eyes like wandering, and then I look over and it's like, oh, two people are watching me be high, and I get that that's what this show is.
Two people.
No,
I
think I'm just like...
I'm a little upset at the turnout
not,
of two people
I've
are here.
I've never done it with this. I've never done it with this. I've just been in a fucking isolated space. And now where I have people in the room watching me. These are all strangers.
But nobody...
These are all strangers. I
watch
know.
Out.
These
watch your stuff.
They're nice
Doug,
strangers.
Doug,
nice strangers.
I think from now on you can't
they're
book
nice
people.
They're nice strangers.
I don't think you should book people who it's their first time smoking pot, Doug.
It's a little too edgy.
Should maybe also check IDs. We do a lot of things wrong.
He just realized that there are people here.
I just started only thinking about that.
Just be
he's
here
done
now,
the show.
Man.
Like
he's done the show in studio, you know,
yeah.
Maybe in an Airstream trailer.
I feel
but,
you.
He has never been in front of a crowd getting high like this.
No.
Some of us on stage are used to getting high before getting on stage.
Oh, boy.
A crowd, so it's not
I don't
so
know
bad.
What you're talking
Maybe you
about.
Should try a chip. Maybe you should try a chip, Brandon.
Yeah, I've had it. Are they paying you?
I always wait till after.
No.
Try a chip, Brandon.
Bags.
The chips are delicious.
I want to try one. I just wanted you to open it first.
They're really good for the munchies.
I'm loving all this positive pop chip talk.
I mean, whoa. With this much crunch, who needs fried?
This
Am
show
right?
wants to go on the road with pop chips.
Well, let me try one
Take
of
it to other states that
Damn.
Recently legalized
what
recreational marijuana.
What they're are like, they if they're not fried?
What?
They're, Let's bring that weed in.
Yeah, more weed. Let's chug them, Pete.
What? Wait. What are we doing?
So you can finish theirs the fastest.
Before we do that.
It's not a competition for everyone watching at home.
A Jonathan Edwards crossing over style. You have to be honest. Don't lie to me or I will fucking find you.
You're just letting all the smoke out of the bag.
Yeah.
Take your finger off the valve.
A woman with a... A woman
Take
with a...
Take your fat, dumb finger.
Someone with a T name in this area. Yes, a T name. And you're from the east, west, Midwest. The Midwest? West. You're from the West Coast. You're from Utah, Colorado.
Boy, if you don't sit your ass down.
What's happening?
Your name is Tiffany.
You're doing crowd work now?
Retisha. Taylor.
Sit down.
Tiffany. What's
Tiffany
your name?
Tiffany is telling you to sit your ass down.
Talisa?
Come on.
Teresa.
He signed a release. We get to put this on the
release
internet.
Up. You can have some if you
For
want.
For years and years to come.
It's weed, but you don't have to.
Hey, Pete.
Pete, come here. You have to get back to being on a...
You can't give it to people in the audience.
I've been doing it the whole show.
They haven't signed a release.
Pete can do whatever he wants because he's part of Trump's transition team.
You guys, Brandon got his hot Bev.
When?
He got his hot Bev. Fuck yes. Let's clap for that. Hot Bev.
Hot
Bev. All right, so we're just going to both smoke these as fast as we can.
We are?
Yeah, see who can finish it first. You've already cheated by letting half of it out.
You guys are about to go from bags to
riches. This is a bad idea. One, two, three.
Pop chips.
Fuck yeah, here they are. Welcome. As if Santa Monica Boulevard needed any more bagotry. Here they are. Nothing on that, really? Jesus.
I walked all around. I didn't see any faggotries.
Bagotries?
I don't know what that is, but I'm out. I want no part of it.
I'm still stoked on the
Oh, shit, Pete, you won.
We win.
What do I win? Oh,
you got to be higher than me.
Finish it.
Being
now
too high.
Now sit the fuck down.
I'm going to, but you're
Could you get Brandon high? Could you get a little inside yourself for a bit?
You ate that whole bag.
No, I didn't.
You're like the king of pop chips.
Tiffany had one.
You don't have to. It's okay if you ate the whole bag. That's what they're for.
I was just setting up for my King of Pop Chips joke that didn't work. I didn't really care about King of Pop Chips. Yeah.
Doug, I like that your fan base knows what a light bread is and they're not into sports. That's dope. Fuck yeah, you guys.
I mean, you can be both. That's
People
also
that
okay.
are into sports are all right, but you know.
Yeah, but I like that they like light brides and know what they are. Just saying.
I like
Just trying
sports.
To be positive over here.
Sports are fun.
You can
like when one of Trump's kids posts a picture that like they shot an elephant in the head with a shotgun. Like I'm like, sports. You know what I mean?
Would you consider chess to be a sport?
I love it, but I am three states away.
I know, me too. Even I'm like, what the fuck did you just say?
immediately. Like, I'm like, oh.
You look like Casey Affleck needs a snack.
You son of a bitch.
I got nervous that he was
I just
gonna...
like the sound of that. Affleck needs a snack.
Hurts the most
Flack
coming from
snack.
When you said...
a young Ron Goldman defending his...
I got nervous he was going to say Casey Anthony because people used to tell me I look like Casey Anthony. And I just had a flashback to that moment when he was saying Casey Affleck to you. And now I just want you guys to know where I'm at. I might need a hot bev as well pretty soon.
She needs help, Natasha Ledgero.
Tap it out. I don't know if the tap will work on here.
Oh, yes, please.
Nothing.
I don't know how
to try it. You won't know
right,
unless you
I'll
try.
I'll tap when I'm fucking ready to tap.
Oh, what? Shit, yeah, we got a reminder to tap at the end.
I don't
tap
know how
out,
to
girl.
Tap.
Tap it out.
But
are you
like
high
the
enough?
Look of this shoe.
Do you need to get higher to tap?
I don't know if getting higher in tap...
Yeah, that's
yeah,
what I'm
probably.
Saying. Like, you should tap before you
yeah,
get
probably.
More high.
And
have
just
you
get
had
myself
some alcohol?
Well, yeah, because, like, it's... Yeah, just...
Just
this
tap
is the most
to recenter myself? Is that what you're suggesting?
Tapping,
it's a meditation? A tap dance meditation? I don't know. I'm just trying
sometimes
to convince myself.
Sometimes you can become caught up in a trance when you dance. I know sometimes I do get caught up.
Have you ever seen Tickled, Doug? The movie Duck.
No,
Mar-
I thought I'd
tickle.
Put that in a spot, like kind of a safety thing. If any of you fall out of your stools.
Could we sing a song together? One,
yes, let's do it.
One,
go, let's improvise
we have to sing
it.
It at the same time.
Oh,
one,
we do?
Two, three, four. Do you have the Wi-Fi password?
What? Wi-Fi
do
password.
Do you have
Wi-Fi
okay.
password?
Here's a fun game
I
show.
I want the password. Give me the password.
Do you have the password?
Welcome back to
do
How...
Do you have the password?
Ah! Oh, shit.
Oh,
the
password? Shit.
Give me that password. Give me that password.
Tiffany of the voice of an angel.
Do you have the password? Do you have the password? The Wi-Fi password. Do you have the password? Do you have the password? Do you have the password? The Wi-Fi password. Do you have that password? Do you have that password? Do you have that password? That Wi-Fi password.
Like a motherfucking dog. Everybody knows that you need a hug. What's up, bitch?
Have that password. Wi-Fi password. I need that Wi-Fi. Need that Wi-Fi. Get live.
I'm a motherfucking lobster.
I need that Wi-Fi. Get live. Yeah.
Right now there's a pop chip executive like, what the fuck did we do? The fuck did we do? What the fuck did we do? How much? We did what? How many we only paid them in bags of chips. How many fucking bags of chips did we give them?
75 bags, sir.
We really need to give them 75 bags? Were there even 75 people there?
That was so fun. I was nervous about it, but it was fun.
That's
bring
it.
Out that testicle! Oh, I'll tell you about this.
Thank you for
evening.
Thanks for the testicle.
That was a pretty impressive rap.
Yeah, that was all right.
I liked it very much.
I rhymed getting Wi-Fi.
Please don't,
with Doug.
You have a Tylenol PM
the Harry
of weed.
Dangler.
Tylenol PM of weed. It's gonna help you sleep.
This also reminds me of those water bottles in hamster cages that they that they drink the water out of. They kind of look like that, right?
I know what you mean. Here's a yes and.
Yes. Thank
how you guys
you.
Doing up in the balcony? How's the balcony doing? That's all right. That's the Pop Chips private area.
It's the Pop Chips.
They can do anything they want up there. I don't know if you've been looking up there, but they've been fornicating. I saw people spitting on people below, which says that's always fun to do at the troupe. World famous. Doug Weston's troupe.
Troupe?
What, you got nothing to say now?
Weston.
Now that I'm speaking to you directly?
Weston's Troubadour.
Doug Weston's Troubadour.
Yo,
is
man.
The name of this club.
Everybody hit like pause and email me tomorrow so I can mark it as spam. Because I am out of the office right now. My office hours ended long ago.
That's the new off the reservation, out of the office.
I'm out of the office.
You don't even have an office. I'm out of the office I don't have.
If my office was a hotel room, the doorknob would have said, do not disturb, because office hours are over.
What the fuck? He goes.
You got to blame the alcohol, you guys, a little bit.
Right.
Nice.
I am incredibly
You got right.
So I don't know how long this is supposed to go for.
More.
You guys have to get up early or anything? Do we have a curfew here at the Troub? Is there a show coming in later?
Don't be a boob at the Troub.
What's your favorite show you guys have seen at the Troub? I'll tell you mine after you tell me yours, Pete.
I want to make a joke instead.
What's the best show you've seen here?
If you don't have a curfew, you can see the curved view.
What?
I saw a good show
here. If you're not laughing, you're not high enough. That is great.
I don't know, man.
I saw a good show.
That's probably not a great thing to say in front of a live audience that can't get high, that they're not high enough.
If
you take a big rip and then go, fuck you guys, you're not high enough.
Well,
thank you.
Oh, you want that?
Oh, one time I came here. I came here and Mike Tyson was here.
What?
And he was passing out ecstasy pills.
What?
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what kind of ecstasy it was?
And then Tyson Bedford asked me to dance, and I was like, oh my God, I'm Stella. I'm
Jesus.
Getting my groove
Wait.
Back.
Every
and
Tyson then, was there.
Yeah,
that
yeah
night.
Mike Tyson, Tyson Bedford.
Yes.
Who else? Tyson Chicken?
No. They did have some chicken fingers, so
they
maybe it was some Tyson chicken there. But either way, I was all happy that night. I was a happy person. But then Tyson Bedford touched me, and his hands was rough.
Why are you mad at this?
I don't even know who that is, but
Stop
I feel like he has
this.
His own movie on the Starz Network.
It's like,
are there any questions in the audience?
He's punching a pillow like an angry teen.
Oh, questions from the audience.
We need some
like
questions
that.
From the audience. Hold on. I won't answer the question, but I'll get it. Do you understand?
Have you guys all never been here before? Did you not have stories?
I've been here before.
About what? We were going to ask the
You just interrupted before everyone else got to answer. What are you doing, Pete?
Who has a question? That's what I was doing.
Oh, okay.
How you just don't take over? He was going to ask us about being here before.
All right. Well, choose your own adventure. Either put your finger and save your place on 13 or take a chance and flip to 37.
What did you say?
You're going to have to play that back in Matrix-style slow motion.
Say it again. I bet you couldn't say that again.
You prepare for this?
I do prepare, yes. Oh, no.
Oh,
No.
How dare you? World star! Get him, Doug. Get him. World star!
You do not drop another host cards.
I didn't mean it that way. I was trying to put them down.
Yeah, it's there's tables everywhere. Let's put them on the floor where it's
right,
really
here it
convenient.
Here it is.
Right where you got them.
I forget what we were talking about.
We?
Really?
You. We're going to do a Q&A with the crowd.
Yeah. Any
and I
questions?
Bet you every question's along the lines of shut the fuck up.
That would be a statement, Doug. Madam?
Brandon, look at you over there.
Yeah, I'm...
You're like, Mom won't pick me up at the playground again.
I didn't hear it.
Oh, it was
like
so good.
Like an after-school special and shit.
It was the line of the night, Pete.
Guys. I'm a new Nick Kroll character. She has a question. What do I have to do to take this home is the question for everybody to either legitimately answer or riff upon. Your choice.
Wait, did you say it's a new Nick Kroll character?
Oh, man. The oven is dinging because that shit is done.
I'll just get right to it and just say, you can have this one if you want it. Yeah, right, I think.
Wait, no, it's only if we answer it.
I think we can give it away.
You're basically like this little bottle of Clear Eyes because you're going to get the red out. You know what I mean?
That was excellent. I just can't believe you have a bottle of Clear Eyes on you. Who are you, Ben Stein?
That was like...
Ben Stein's getting older. Tony's thinking of opportunities. I get it.
Usually the mic drop is triumphant, not I'm out of here.
Right, this super soft. You know what? Fuck this shit.
Yeah, she can have it.
Where are you going to put that in your home? Tell me about your apartment. When I walk in,
what relatives' bodies are you going to bury in this thing?
You live what?
Let me guess. Your pop chip?
I want to hear about her apartment, too.
There's probably a moment of anxiety in high schools around the country where they're like, did she say pop quiz or pop chip? I gotta go.
Oh, wow.
So silly.
Wow. You guys are pretty high, right?
Yeah, yes. I kind of wanted to hear about her apartment and where she was going to put the thing. I was like, tell us about the interior decorating.
Well, that Q&A session really did wrap up quickly.
Yeah, the question was just somebody just asked for something.
Hey, man, can I have a bag of potato chips?
All right, so this lady gets the bag.
What's that guy's question?
You get to walk
and
out of here with
question?
It. And we got a question over there. Who gets the flat one? There's still a flat one?
Yeah, that one over there.
Who gets the flat one?
That one over there. Oh,
Some people like the flat one. It's okay.
I prefer the flat one.
Flat one seems more ready to.
Are you talking
ready
about
to roll?
This
oh shit!
Flat
here
one?
We go. Oh, this will be amazing. Nobody fight over it. Just throw it into the crowd. See if you can get it in the balcony. And they'll be like, we all already have one, and throw it back down.
I feel like that, no, but that, oh, man. That guy asked for, nicely.
He did bring it up.
I mean, I just
give it
feel
to
like
him
he
only if
he
can get it blown
nicely.
Up right
you
now. Can you get it blown up right now?
I can't throw it.
How can you blow it up?
I just realized no, I don't have the swivel option on my chair. That's why
I'm the, there's only two.
Come and get it.
Damn. That's why I'm not swiveling. I can't.
Wait, what happened to the... Why did you throw that out into the crowd?
This thing is... This is a hazard. I know. I was once trained to be a young fire marshal. And this this hard part out here... I'm so high. I don't
well,
have
just
anything
had,
right
just,
now.
Just wait. Hand one... Yeah, you can have it. You're raising your hand. You can have it. I don't want your question. You have to take this fucking thing. No, what's your question? The lovely lady,
Tiffany.
What was her first pod experience? We asked her the first time she was on the show.
I actually know the answer to this.
Tell us again. Tony wants to talk for her.
What is it? Go ahead, Tony.
I remember you told this story once. It's when she wants to...
He's totally pot-splaining her.
Mansplain.
She was introduced to marijuana by her Aunt Jemima at a very young age. I mean, it would have worked 30 seconds ago before these guys are like, Tony has a big one coming up. It's really overblew it.
That's
that time.
Not my first experience. Boo, boo, boo.
You're booing an Aunt Jemima.
My first time smoking weed, I was in 12th grade.
Yeah, it
and
wasn't a syrupy situation like that.
I was trying to make a sweet little joke.
Guy,
and you're laying it on thick, trying to pancake me.
Are you trying to say I wasn't in 12th grade?
People in the audience are shushing some of us. Tiffany, go ahead.
Yeah, I was in 12th grade, and I was dating this dude that was like 19, and he was like, you gonna smoke some weed with me? And I was like, if you eat my pussy. And then he did it, and I was like, I hit the weed, and that was it. And then I didn't start smoking for real until I turned 21.
Quid pro quo, Clarice. Quid pro quo.
That's what happened.
What did you smoke? Your first way smoking pot, was it a bowl or a bong or what was it?
It was a joint.
It was a joint.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This was the 90s.
I like it.
This was a Mai Tai?
Did they not have bongs in the 90s?
Blunt?
69.
Bongs. Did they have blunts in the 90s?
Bongs.
Oh, my God.
Did they not have bongs in the 90s?
Yeah, there was bongs. Girl, there was bongs in the 60s, bitch. Bongs go back to the
and
beginning.
And this is why there'll never be a woman president. I think there was bombs in the 60s. Were there bombs in the 90s?
It was nice having you as a sponsor, Pop Chips.
Kidding, there'll be a woman president, you fucking scaredy cat pussies. Go vote, you idiots.
You cat
go boo
pussies.
Yourself. Go boo yourself to the ballot box.
You're a
but
bunch
if
of cat
you
want to
feel like what it feels like to be in a woman's womb, I suggest this Air Nest Inflatable Lounge by Pop Chips. Strong female energy coming from these inflatable lounges, let me tell you. I feel safe in them.
Mm-hmm. Is there someone close enough to take it who just wants that one, the uninflated
one? Don't you want
one?
That deflated one, sir? Wasn't you asking about that?
We're going to have to auction this shit off.
Yeah, there you
go. Just, yeah, there you take it off like a weird snake.
He drags it.
That's going to be somebody big.
Give me that heavy lighter, I'll never
Hashtag heavy monkey. Yeah.
Remember when you gave
me
the
We don't have all night, Pete.
We...
We got to wrap this up. There's a band coming in later.
Oh, for real?
What band?
Who's coming in?
They're called...
The Light Brights?
Light Bright.
They're called The Grateful Death.
Turn on the magical color lights.
December 10th, y'all.
It's a Grateful Death.
Theater. Tiffany Haddish will be shooting her special. She ready from the hood to Hollywood.
And they are all the players in the band
are deaf. Tickets are free.
And they call it
Follow me on Instagram.
Death.
Make a sign
I'll hook you
to
up.
Say good night.
Good night.
Light
do you
bright.
Guys? Do you guys want to see a magic trick?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
All right, it's game time. Yes. There's your boss. Yes.
Woo! Set.
Game time. Game time.
Is he gonna make this air nest disappear?
Here comes Gabe, everybody.
Gabe, the magic man, the first magic man named Gabe.
Oh, shit, he's probably going to come down from the
ceiling.
For some
reason, he was caught by surprise.
There's going to be some crazy entrance because he's a fucking magician. Look out.
Gabe!
Oh, there he is, on the staircase.
Brandon just said, Gabe,
okay, you weren't even on camera when you did that.
No, I fucking love it. So.
Hello, Gabriel.
He already did a trick.
Is that a wand?
Oh, fuck. He's got a real wand with him.
Yes.
Brandon, are you too high to help?
All right.
Let's go.
Okay.
Alright.
Got it? Show it to these guys.
Oh, damn.
Yep. Show it to these guys.
I see it.
Over, up there. All around. Okay. Oh, that's fine. I didn't see it.
No.
Okay, sign the card for me. Write your name on it somewhere. Pete, this is when you stop talking?
Oh, no!
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Let me get another one. Let me get another one.
Oh my God, he's the worst. Oh no.
This is so crazy. Did you sign the card?
Thanks.
Brought to you by Pop Chip.
Oh man.
Was that the trick?
This show has stunts
you
and everything.
Smashed the glass against something else.
I feel like I'm in a detention center.
No, don't give it to him.
That won't ruin
it. No. Well, how are we going to make it spontaneous?
Oh, he had to go.
The end of the trick again.
He had to go get that real bottle.
We just need a dustpan and a broom, and we can fix this error.
This is when Pete gets...
Be careful.
This is going
but
somewhere.
I also gave him this to fall into, and now it's not anywhere near
this
him.
Would be when...
He had a fucking bag he could have fallen into, and he fucking...
Wait, what?
He fell behind the
I
bag.
I tried to push it under him. Uh-oh.
Oh, there's an actual medic here.
Holy shit. This finally got serious, you guys.
Man.
Wait, are there stunts
I can't tell
now?
You how serious XM this is.
Oh, it looks like the medic's done.
That's
oh, he says he's
and
good.
This is fucking
he
with
says
me.
He's good. You'll just sleep it off.
Slipped him.
He could have like a real stuntman, could have fallen into a bag. Oh, no. My face is going to hit this fucking floor if it's the last thing I do.
Yeah, they are.
Probably is the last thing he did. I don't even recognize that guy that ran out on stage. If you just walked around with like an orange box like that, you could just run into any situation.
What
I got
is
this.
Tiffany.
Drop it, start grabbing
happening?
At shit. He grabbed at it. He touched them. That guy's
trauma.
Probably just sitting in the necks of children.
Is this a stunt?
No, that was totally a real bottle.
I have rubble on me. I'm fucking high.
Well, I'm told that.
Get up!
I'm told that.
It doesn't
that,
seem like anyone's
up.
That
I ain't taking
nervous.
You to the hospital.
Either we're all very high.
Stop playing games.
Either the medic's going to come back out here or Ashton Kutcher's going to show up any
Boy,
second.
Boy, you better get up off that floor now. Get up now.
I'm going to Florence Nightingale
now,
this shit in a minute.
I would touch you, but you might still be electrical. Now get up, boy. Y'all ain't seen that Facebook video?
A doctor Ashton Kutcher would be MASH.
I'd be down with a Dr. Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher.
What'd you do with that card?
But what about Gabe?
Did you give him the card back?
Ashton Kutcher.
What's that?
I'm so high.
No, I left the...
You still
I
have
gave
it?
Him the card back.
You gave him the card?
I did give him the card back.
Is he just going to lay there for the rest
and
of the show?
And then he got ambushed by Pete. Pete, why'd you break that bottle over his head?
Dude, I almost took a hit off the microphone.
Dude, where's my car?
Wait. I discovered something. Look at the bag.
Holy fuck.
Look at the bag.
Holy
you
fuck.
You need to leave
Folks,
me alone.
Pete.
Look at the bag.
There's something in
There's
the bag.
There's a fucking card in the bag.
Magic is real.
It's hey. A denier.
This is...
I can't believe Gabe wasn't here to see that.
You guys,
did I do that? I'm sorry, man.
I want
sorry,
Gabe
man.
To be vertical again.
Oh, that was an amazing geez. Trick. It's a shame that he's dead and he can't hear the roar that the crowd just gave him.
No one is concerned, it feels like, because this is
I'm
this
seriously
pretend.
Trying to wrap it up, you guys.
Nobody needs to wrap it up. We're not at Chipotle, dude. We're not at Chipotle. That's the sad siren call Pete gets at 9:55 p.m. at Chipotle. We're wrapping it up, dude.
Every
You're going to have to finish
your chips.
Carnitas.
I spilled so many chips.
Would you like some pop chips to go with your order, sir?
The only chips I pop in my mouth are pop chips. All right.
You
leave
got
me
a
alone,
new special,
everybody.
Pete.
Leave me alone.
Pete, you got a new special. I'm hoping that's one thing you won't interrupt is your own plugs. Faces and Sounds.
Where is it?
See, he has to. premieres Saturday. This Saturday.
Why, this very Saturday's Christmas.
This Saturday is not Christmas, but your special's going to be on, so it's like Christmas has come early.
This Christmas is
yes. December 3rd. I'm probably going to watch
That's
it like on
birthday.
Christmas at like 4 a.m.
It is?
It's That's Tiffany's birthday! Foie, foie, foie!
Yep, December the 3rd. Cheers. No, I'm good, man. I'm good.
She's good. Why you don't throw it down on the ground when a lady says no?
He just disrespecting the stage altogether. He got glass everywhere, drank over there, chips
what about
over
Gabe?
Here. The fuck? You know, you are horrible. You came up here and you just fucked this stage up. You got a reindeer over there. What the fuck? You got this dude laid out in this motherfucker. This is just horrible. Back
like,
empty chips on the stage and shit.
It's a murder mystery dinner now. That's what it fucking feels like.
I didn't know I wanted that to happen until it was happening.
Here, move back over there.
Move Becca over there. Nice.
There's no snappier comeback than the same words.
How is this show still happening? Is this
forever? We're wrapping it up. We're wrapping it up.
Is it forever? Tell me now.
So there's something that's going to happen?
Let's do... Wait.
I'm going to finish everybody's plugs. This is your plug right now, Pete.
Hold on. Okay. We have to do one Boyz II Men song very well. The one where it's like, boo-doo-da-da, boo-doo-da-da.
Da-da-da-da.
You know your parts. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. Ready? We're doing that on one, two, one, two, three, four.
Boo-doo-da-da, boo-doo-da-da, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da.
A lot of you guys do not have perfect
pitch. We did better
pitch.
Than I thought we would.
Yikes.
What was supposed to happen after you started doing that? Was it just supposed to stop awkwardly?
No. I can't.
Was that your intention?
Get them plugs in, man.
Pete's new series, Crashing, premieres Sunday, February 19th at 10:30 on HBO.
Yeah, how's your get out?
Yeah. What's your lead-in?
What's my what?
What's your lead-in?
Girls.
Oh, nice.
I think
I'd
so.
I'd watch that whole hour.
It's called the Appet Hour.
That's okay.
Brandon Wardell.
No.
Check out his hot takes.
Oh, yeah.
Comedy Central Snapchat Discover channel.
January. Yeah.
That happens in January.
I'm eating more chips.
What's up?
Do you want to get back in the bag?
Yeah.
Yeah, get back in the bag. Hang out with Gabe. Yeah, bye-bye. Oh, that's cozy. It was kind of Christ-like, that move you made there.
Oh, he's so adorable.
He looks so, like swaddled.
I just want to breastfeed you.
So down.
He is cute in that, right?
Yeah.
More adorable Winona Ryder.
Sarah Wineshank, host of The Sleepover on Jash Play's Twitch channel, Mondays at 12 Pacific Standard Time. Tuesday Snacks podcast is always on the iTunes. You can follow her at Princess Shank, S-H-E-N-K, on Twitter for all of her comedy show dates.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of dates around Los Angeles all the time.
Yeah.
Busy lady.
Yeah. Thank you.
Speaking
this is
of busy
so fun.
Ladies, Tony Hinchcliffe.
Yeah.
Is familiar with Tiffany Haddish, everybody.
Hey.
Carmichael Show, season 3, that's in 2017.
Yep, we coming back.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. Like anybody that's looking forward to the next year. And then you're taping your stand-up special at the Nate Holden Center in Los Angeles, here in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
December 10th.
Yep.
Yeah.
Go ahead and hit me up on Twitter. I'll make sure you get tickets. It's going to be fun.
Now, I heard you're doing a really unusual thing with your special, that you're going to have Pete Holmes on stage interrupting you the whole time.
Oh, man. It's going to be really good.
Yeah, it's really groundbreaking
he's not
premise.
Not going to be there. You can stand in the back of the room like you like to do.
Tony Hinchcliffe, everybody.
Yes, Tony.
Thank you, Troubadour.
Kill Tony podcast on Death Squad Network, Death Squad TV. Yeah, maybe if you want to take, your show on the road, you could do one here.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. I like an audience that's all standing. Did you guys mind standing? I did it the whole time. I was like, I'll show them how to fucking stand. Pete Holmes stood up way too much. Comments? I love this. Who took away your microphone? You did? Wow, you're like Trump when he quits Twitter for a day or two. Tony's also got TonyHinchcliffe.com for tour dates. Hinchcliffe, if you're into how it's spelled.
What?
Hinchcliffe?
There are two people lying down.
That's what happens when a group of people smoke weed. Somebody gonna lay down.
Yeah, my podcast is it's going to Sketchfest in San Francisco at the end of January.
Oh,
Calgary
nice.
And Dallas I'm doing stand-up in the next couple months. Too.
Yeah, and you got a Netflix special called One Shot that's been on there and very popular on there.
Yeah.
And check in for updates on when our next show is going to be. Thank you to Pop Chips and the Troubadour. Amazing.
Woo!
Wonderful combination.
Wait, we're done?
Yeah, what'd you think was going to happen next?
I thought the show would start.
Thank you for being here for this rehearsal. We're going to start the show.
Brandon looks so cute in that little thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what people said during early scenes in The Omen. Come on, Pete.
Wait, it looks like the magician's laughing a little bit. He's bouncing up and down all of a sudden.
Someone's going to hang themselves off the rafters and say, I did it for you, Brandon.
What is that a reference to?
That's from The Omen as well. I did one more deep into The Omen. I thought I'd try to go further into The Omen well.
Take me 6 inches, not a foot, into The Omen dirt, my man. 6 inches.
Pete Holmes, master of restraint.
Hilarious.
Only throws out the gems. He's like the old lady on the Titanic. It goes in the water, it's a fucking gem.
Doug, I don't know what you think, but I think that you're like Alvin, and we're the Pop Chipmunks.
We're all so high, we're doing different things. Sorry, we didn't get that. Could you do that again?
I hit her on the head.
I'm sorry. Pop Chip nutshot.
I'm sorry.
Yikes.
It was an underhand toss.
Do it again, Tony.
All right, well, I hope they still want to be a sponsor after this.
Yeah. Do it again,
after this
Tony.
Desecration of their product.
I spill.
It looks good on floors.
No, you can throw it at a wedding instead of rice. It's Pop Chip.
Tired of clean floors?
You want to know something cool, Doug?
What?
You want to know what Pop Chip spelled backwards is?
Oh, I died
fucking,
enough.
It's Spick Pop. Oh. All right. The fuck. I thought the PC didn't stand for potato chips. Fucking wow. Son of a bitch.
Brandon looks like a kid it. That just got PC. Put down for a nap.
These jokes are too PC. Pop chips. Fuck. Can't believe it's not working.
This is not a fair show. You give everyone too many drugs. On behalf of my community to yours,
stop abusing. You not drugs.
That's what
stop abusing the people of Sobertopia. You're a tyrant, a terrorist, a misfit, and a miscreant.
Yeah,
we will slap your bare flat ass if you enter our territories one more time. I swear to God.
This
from
is
your
so
people
fun.
To mine.
Crashing is on Sundays at 10:30.
Is it 10:30?
9:30 Central and Mountain.
Central Mountain.
After all new episodes of Girls.
When will getting...
It's Girls followed by... What's your show called again? Girlier.
I just...
Ball Toucher? Pete Holmes is Ball Toucher. How's that going? It's a new series, and it's also a documentary about the FBI's investigation.
That's you.
Give us a taste of the show Crashing. Like, what are we going to see on that show? Artie Lang is on there?
Artie Lang is on it. Yeah, there's a series of special guests.
All right, let me know, the tech people, let me know when we're ready to start the show. I feel really great about the show tonight. I think everybody's in a great space. And I think we're ready to start. I think we're ready to go live. And
guys,
hopefully by the end, Gabe will be recovered and he'll be able to do another trick for us. And we have more bottles standing by. One more time, everybody, for all of my guests. Brandon Wardell, Sarah Wainshake, Tony Hinchcliffe, Tiffany Haddish, Pete Holmes, Gabe the Magician. Until next time, Papa Chip, or you're a son of a...
Shit!
That's not a good... A son of a shit?